Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, October 8th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Rav Power. First off today, Apple has announced that the Health app can now display health records on iPhone for users in the UK and Canada. The Health Records platform was first launched in the US back in 2018, allowing healthcare providers to make their patient records available to the patient in Apple's Health app. All of the records are encrypted, and by pulling together different records from different providers, it provides a more comprehensive single-point view of your health. This week's expansion marks the first time that Health Records has been available to users in the UK and in Canada. Apple says that so far, 2 UK institutions and 3 Canadian ones have signed up. In the UK, the 2 are Oxford University Hospitals and the Milton Keynes University Hospital. In Canada, your 3 choices are the Women's College Hospital in Toronto, St. Joseph's Healthcare in Hamilton, and Mackenzie Health in Richmond Hill. Once set up, the health records data in the Apple Health app is automatically synced with the healthcare provider's servers, offering up-to-date information on treatments, medications, and more. In total, there are more than 500 healthcare providers around the world that support health records on iPhone, and you can learn more at the link in the show notes below. In other news, Apple has rolled out a notable update to the App Store Connect application for iPhone, bringing notable new features for developers. App Store Connect is the place where developers manage their iOS, macOS, watchOS, and tvOS applications. App Store Connect allows developers to send new applications to the App Store, upload screenshots, change their app's description, read reviews, and more. Version 1.5 of the App Store Connect app for iOS adds test flight integration so that developers can set up test flight beta testing from their iPhone, meaning that they no longer need to access the App Store Connect website to do so. From the new version of the App Store Connect application, developers can add up to 100 members of the same team to test beta apps, edit app details, and remove and release new builds. The App Store Connect application for iOS is available for free on the App Store, so developers can find it there. We are sponsored this week by Rav Power and its new 65-watt 4-port desktop USB-C charging station. Featuring 2 USB-C power delivery ports and 65 watts total output, the new Rav Power charger can charge your MacBook Air at 45 watts and an iPad Pro at 18 watts simultaneously. With 65-watt power delivery, you can recharge a 15-inch MacBook Pro from 0 to 100% in just 2 hours. The charger intelligently distributes 65 watts of power when charging 4 devices simultaneously, ensuring all of your connected devices get high-speed charging. It also includes advanced gallium nitride tech to make this 65-watt charging station smaller than ever before while also maximizing charging efficiency without excess heat. 9to5 Mac daily listeners can currently get a special deal on the Rav Power 4-port desktop USB-C charger, dropping the price from $59 to $39 when you use the code 9to5MacRP. Hit the link in the show notes for more. One of the headlining features of the new Apple Watch Series 6 is the blood oxygen monitor. Paired with the new blood oxygen application in watchOS 7, this allows Apple Watch users to monitor their oxygen saturation from their Apple Watch. A new report this week explains why Apple did not have to get Food and Drug Administration clearance for the new feature. When Apple added the electrocardiogram feature to the Apple Watch Series 4, it was required to receive approval from the FDA. But that was not the case with this year's edition of the pulse oximeter. Pulse oximeters are considered Class 2 medical devices by the FDA. Generally speaking, any company that wants to sell one has to submit documentation to the agency, confirming that its product works just as well as other versions of the same product that are already available on the market. But Apple has taken a different path for the Apple Watch Series 6's blood oxygen monitor. The FDA guidelines allow for a company to sell pulse oximeters without clearance, so long as the product is clearly marked as a wellness tool. Under the wellness classification, Apple cannot claim that it can diagnose or treat any medical conditions. This is why the Apple Watch pulse oximeter is meant only to show you the blood oxygen data, not make any conclusions based on that data. This is vastly different than the FDA guidelines around EKG hardware, because it is supposed to serve a specific medical purpose. This is why the Apple Watch is able to determine whether you might have atrial fibrillation based on your irregular heart rhythm. To receive FDA clearance for the Apple Watch ECG functionality, Apple had to prove that the feature could properly and consistently spot AFib. Of course, what we don't know is whether Apple had initially planned to receive FDA approval for the Apple Watch pulse oximeter, or if the plan was to take the wellness categorization from the start. There have been mixed reports from major publications such as the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post in regards to the accuracy and consistency of the Apple Watch's blood oxygen features. But unfortunately, we'll never know if Apple even attempted to get FDA approval for the feature. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.